Right, so here we are, worldwide live through BBS Radio Online. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible. And I welcome all those that are joining in here online. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. Today it is June the 8th, 2016. And glad to have you here. My name is Gijs Minderhout, calling in from Megalia, California. Just before we went live, we had somebody join in. I want to ask that person to step up and please say your name and location.
Catherine, California.
Hello, Catherine. Welcome to the call.
Hello. Thank you.
All right. And more people have joined in. Welcome. If you want to, please say your name and location.
This is Marilyn
Carolina.
In Flagstaff.
I heard two people. I hear Prudent. Welcome to the call, Prudent. And also Marilyn. Welcome to the call, Marilyn.
Thank you. Hi, Prudent.
Hey, Marilyn. How are you?
Good, good.
Yes, Prudence. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, Julie from Ohio.
Hello, Julie. How are you?
Shirley.
Shirley. Oh, wait. I'm thinking about... Hello, Shirley.
Okay.
How are you?
Fine. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. All right.
This is Deb in Oregon.
Hello, Deb. Welcome to the call. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Hi?
Great. Thank you. Except
that.
I'm not in Oregon.
What did you say?
Nice and the cool trees, the grass, and the shade. Some fishing.
Yes.
When I think of Oregon.
Yeah, well, the last many days it's been in the 90s, mid-90s. So today it's been much cooler, which is awesome.
Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. Welcome, if you want to, please say your name and location.
Hello,
right.
This is
Edna.
How are you?
Edna, guten Abend. Sehr gut. How are you?
Doing good, thank you.
All right.
Hi, it's Eric in New Mexico.
Hello, Eric. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
All right, thank you for being here. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. But only if you want to. However, we welcome you. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry in Sedona. Welcome to the call, Terry. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
All right.
It's a beautiful day over here.
Good.
The roses and the honeysuckle and the trumpet pine, they're all blooming right outside the window.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Nice.
Today there was about 20 birds that were dive bombing on the rose bush.
Mm-hmm.
I hear somebody now. Couldn't hear anything before.
Yeah, Rick from Iowa City.
Hi, Rick.
Hi, I did. Had trouble getting on. I had to do it twice.
I got dropped off.
Yeah,
I couldn't hear anybody.
Yeah, me too.
I had to redial twice back in.
Yeah.
All right, just a little glitch.
It must be good tonight.
Low flying birds. Up in the...
I had to redial.
Everybody did.
Do we have any newcomers? Those who have not announced themselves yet.
Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Don. Welcome to the call.
Nice.
Joni, St. Louis.
Hello, Joni. Welcome.
Hi, guys, and everybody.
Nice. All right.
Hey, hi.
Yes.
How's the call drop? My phone call, and it said there was experiencing technical difficulties. So if anybody has
problem calling in. It took me about 3 more tries to get back in again.
All right.
Yeah, me too.
Lynn's trying to get in right now.
All right.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're here.
Yeah. Hey, Lynn, have an echo.
I win.
Trying to get a word in edgewise.
How about the next caller? Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
I'm calling back in from the Healing Lakes, Longwood,
right.
Arizona.
Welcome back, Raiden.
Thank you.
All right. Hello, Wynn.
Hello, hi.
Are you feeling good?
Uh-oh.
Well, I was feeling good until I got on the call.
Have you ever heard of Karen Hudis?
Echo, echo, echo.
Morgan, Morgan, Morgan.
Morgan got a new phone, though.
Yeah, but it was fine on Saturday, but now the echo is back again.
Saturday and Sunday was perfect. I will mute myself again.
Thank you, Morgan.
Good Lord.
All right, and so here we are. To those who are listening in through BBS radio, we had a little drop out of the sky kind of deal going on, and the phone line connection with a moderation got messed up, but we are back, and our wonderful host, the free man.
Don't call me wonderful, jeez.
Yeah, I said echo. First my eardrums.
I should say the person who is wonderful to me, Mr. Winfrey, here with us.
You know what? We had a conversation with Morley again today.
All right.
And I'll tell you, this is really fun. Okay, it's really fun.
Shall we start a recording, Win?
Oh, maybe. Let's see. All right. Okay, we'll start it. All right.
No, I'm mute too.
This conference, all callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Hey, it's June 8th, 2016, Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And we're going through an interesting thing right now, because this afternoon I sent an email out to everyone that bought a product from us, a pendant or a wand. And it was a new product that we've never put into the group that we've been fooling around with for the past few months. And it's called a roller wand. And it's very cool. It's hard to describe. You can see a picture of it. It's about 8 or 9 inches long. And at the end of it, it's got a roller with germanium on it. And it has that same kind of magic process. It's in the pendants that sends energy out. And you roll it on your body, and it just, whereas the regular wand is very pointed, projected energy, this is like energy that just floats across your body. And we've been playing for a while. It's been hard to keep inventory, to get inventory, because they were making them specially for us. And it took a month, and we had to order a somewhat large quantity because they didn't have them in stock. So we did order some, and I decided I was going to just put it out to everyone who made an order from us. And so you got to try this out. And we don't have testimonials on it yet. And I think for all our products, the testimonials are amazing. And I know it works. I mean, Terry and I have both used it. And it's like you roll it around your head and your neck, and it kind of covers the whole thing, and suddenly it's all in an expansive state. Terry was having some pain in her back And I did, you know, Terry, are you there? Hello, Terry. Terry.
I'm here.
Okay. What happened when I used it on your back? What was your experience?
It helped the pain go down. It was the energy got the stuck energy in my back moving.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a thing next to my spine that's just out of place. It gets a knot in it.
And some of the stores that are selling it have been reordering it, right?
Yeah.
They really like it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly, they use this. It's not the they have a similar product in Japan, which the salons are using, and you roll it on your face and over all the wrinkles, and after 2 months, your wrinkles go away. But I'm not going to say that. I haven't seen it happen yet. And they sell it for $300, and apparently it's the rage in Japan. So we got about 100 in, and I decided today to blow them out, gave them a really good price, and I sent an email out. Some of you probably got it. And I sent it out in the afternoon, and I wanted people to buy it because I wanted to get some testimonials. It's like the retail is $69, and it's wholesaling with a discount code launch for $36. Really cheap, cheaper than our regular ones, and it's more expensive. Even $69 is cheap when you see it's really precision. It's got ball bearings in it, both sides roll, and I really didn't plan on doing a commercial at the beginning of this call, but I was just picking up the mail, and I came back, and Terry is calling me panicked, and she said, I'm getting loads of emails. The links don't work. And so
right.
that was about a half hour ago. Now, Terry does not handle that well. Because immediately...
Well, all these emails are just piling in. Links don't work.
Yeah. So Terry feels the... The problem is Terry feels the energy of it. She feels, you know, everyone's frustration because the links don't work. And she goes into that pool, and I just got back in the house like 10 minutes ago. And I said, geez, I hope we can do the call tonight. Can Terry really channel? She's going to be thinking about links that don't work. So
no,
I'm talking about...
No, you know, that's the thing. It's like, can... You've got to be able to set whatever it is aside, except if maybe the house is on fire or something.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to just clear your space, set it aside, and just be clear for whatever's coming in.
Right. Okay. I'm just making sure. I was just setting you up so you'd have a good excuse.
Oh, I see.
While I was driving home, she called me five times. What am I going to do? There's all these people, all these emails are piling up. You know, she was in a panic.
Yeah,
now,
the links don't work. Discount code doesn't work. And people are calling and emailing.
You guys are very lucky that Terry is handling customer service, okay? Because she is so conscientious, and she makes people feel so loved. I suggest that you... Oh my God, am I going to get in trouble for saying this?
Maybe, but
don't do this every time. Okay, just do it tonight. When you get the information on the wand, call up. and place the order over the phone, and maybe Terry will answer. Also, maybe Jim will answer. But Jim, you know, Jim was St. Catherine's sidekick, even though he doesn't believe any of this. So you get a chance to place an order with two saints.
That's the phone number.
Our normal phone number, 805. But don't call up until you look at the PDF file. If you didn't get the email, ask Terry for the email. Okay. Uh-oh.
Nobody got the email as far as I know. I mean, they got the email, but the links just, you know, they don't work. You can, I guess you can paste them into your browser.
Guess what?
What?
My computer just turned off, turned itself off.
Well, see, you know, it's like I think you have some of the same thing that I have, and that's like when I face my computer, I have this electromagnetic reach. So before my fingers even touch the keyboard, it's making the cursor go to a different place than where I'm typing. So mm-hmm. I'm suddenly in the paragraph before, or two paragraphs before, and it types a letter, and then it jumps to another paragraph and types another letter. So there's this electromagnetic phenomena that interacts with the electronics when you, one has a really big electromagnetic field. One time I accidentally knocked out the electronics to all of British Columbia. I was just...
Hey, you better not say that live. They might come and arrest you.
Yeah.
She's the one that did it, huh?
Forbid me to go to British Columbia anymore. But I was just playing in the electric wires. And this huge current went down my tether line. And it knocked out the electricity. It immediately, the lights in the room I was in went off. A restaurant, the whole lights went off all over. And then the lights went off all over British Columbia, and it took 3 days to get them on. And they traced it to a surge of current where I was.
Mm-hmm.
But it's this big electromagnetic interface one has.
Well, you know, there's no reason that my computer should have gone off. The battery was okay.
You won't mind?
Well, no, I'm turning it on again. But now I'm a little nervous because it's a good thing we're entertaining, okay? I need the computer on to
read the questions.
To read the questions, right. All right.
Yeah.
So I'm just getting up to my emails. And you know what? I remember if my computer goes off again, okay, I'm going to run in the other room and grab your computer, okay?
Okay. All right.
In fact, I'll tell you what. Why don't you bring your computer in here and just let it sit here in case I need it in an emergency. I'll just pick it up, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. So, again, let's see. I'm only reporting on Morley Safer while I'm waiting for Terry to bring the computer in. And
he's a lot of fun. For those that don't know,
hey, come on, bring the gun. Are you walking with the computer?
He was 43 years on 60 Minutes.
Mm-hmm. And some of you might think we're just crazy, and I think you're right, okay? But now, I'm only making this conversation. While I'm waiting for Terry to bring the computer in, okay? Hang on. There she comes. So he emailed. I don't need the power supply, okay? It's a good battery. It'll go for 3 hours. Okay? So just stick it over here. All right. Thanks. Good. So, now, why? You know, this must be one of the days because, we couldn't even get into our conference call, right? And now we got all this static going on. All right. Okay. Okay. So we did a really, really high energy interview. It actually sounded like, I mean, we were on TV. He was that professional, okay? And how he... You know, he's not aware of the kind of metaphysical stuff that I am aware of. He's never studied that in his life. And so he was going to interview me, and we did a really good first interview, really high energy. And he's very funny. He'll be talking, and he'll interview me, and then I'll go, click, 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 or like, as he's going, okay, now time for commercial. Yeah. Time for a commercial break, and then I do a commercial, and then he goes, "Okay, we're back." And then he starts interviewing me, and he's really curious because all this stuff about it, he never heard of Edgar Cayce. I don't believe he doesn't know about reincarnation, and this is, you know, some stuff. You know, it's interesting because he can't remember things because he doesn't have a brain. And but he remembers things that he had vibes with. And if I just start having a conversation with him, he'll start talking about things. Like, one day we'll have a Bob Marley night, or we'll use it as a fundraiser, and we'll play all our Bob Marley conversations for a few bucks, and you can listen. But when he came in today, he was kind of low energy, and he said it was getting boring. He said not lonely, but boring. And he said he was staying on his daughter's bed, okay, in their house, okay. This is like what it's. I said, Marley, you're not a ghost, are you? He said, no, I'm not a ghost. Ghosts have a negative connotation. I'm still Marley. And we're still having these amazing conversations. So finally, we got the energy up when we did part two of the interview. And it sounds like it's going to be part three because what's happening is that we just do it. Then he starts assimilating the information. And he says, okay, we're going to a close now. But it's very interesting. It's when he starts the interview, it's exactly like he would do it on TV. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking today to Winfrey, and he wrote a book about somebody, about reincarnation, and here I am. I don't even know about reincarnation, and I'm on the other side. So it's a very funny dialogue. Okay. I've got my computer open, and we're at least technically ready to go. Are you ready, Terry?
Yeah, you know, one of the funniest things that Morley said was, I'm ready, I'm ready to go on assignment. I'm all ready. All I need is the body.
I told him, Marley, maybe I can have you interview various metaphysical people. They would love it, okay? And see what happens. He says, we'll take it into consideration. Okay? Or something like that. All right, let's get going, okay? Because we're really late.
All right.
Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining... Am I starting over? Okay. Right now, we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And right now, I would like to take this energy that we're experiencing, that we are part of, this group energy that's all of us on the line, all of us on the replay, and the group souls and angelic forces that are coming forth on this call. Even like to say hello to Fred Brooks' team, who he told me is helping us and helping protect the energy on the call. And we thank you so much for being here. And of course, a lot of you are angelic beings and physical, and we thank you for being here. Believe it or not, you are helping hugely. Even those of you that we don't know, those of you on the internet, your energy is so appreciated and felt. And on that note, our source is present.
Yes. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are here at this Wednesday, June 8, 2016, planet Earth, covering all the different time zones over the whole Earth and contacting available to each and every person who is listening, who will listen, who will read a transcript. We are delighted for this sacred moment in time when we can have this connection. Do you have questions?
Hey, I'd like to ask a question. It seems like a lot of things are breaking down in this hour. The conference line didn't work. My computer was going off, and stuff like that. Is there something going on, Mercury in retrograde, or some energy right now that's causing things like that?
There is an excessive energy on the west coast of the United States. The pressure coming across the ocean from the Pacific Northwest direction is very high. Sometimes it creates electrical phenomena, and it can potentially be an indicator that the pressures may at some point create release in earthquakes. And we take a moment and we look at the interface between different pressure areas, which can also create electrical phenomena. And we are speaking slowly because we are looking at this phenomena of a stack up of electrical energy in a ridge between the mountains, the Rocky Mountains, and the California border.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I can feel it. Now, is our group, the fact that it's expanding, affecting all of this, just our energy?
The balance within your group helps to balance out extraneous energies.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I just got an email from Rich Buckley. Urgent. BBS went to music. Oh, well. Rich, maybe urgent. There's not much I can do about it. Maybe they can't get into the call. You know?
Shut the energies, shut the connection down with BBS and with our group. BBS needs to reboot.
Okay. So, hopefully they'll figure it out, or if Hives wants to call them, he can, but I'm sure they'll try it. I hope they do, okay? All right. First question is from just a moment. Let me get my questions here. Now I'm scared my computer's going to crash. Better not say it, okay? All right.
You have to back up.
Okay. This is from Deb in Lapine, Oregon. What can I do to bring up my creative energies?
There are several things that come to mind. One of them is to connect with what is very interesting to you, to correct, we are getting echo, to connect with the energies of your memory, of things that have brought your energy, the excitement. Similar to the excitement of having an ice cream cone when you were little. Similar to the excitement of seeing someone that you wanted to see. Similar to anticipation for something that you wish to bring into your life, similar to something that sheds light and truth upon situations, to something written that may be exciting. The more that you can tune in to something that you know that excites you, you can begin to get the energy moving, to get in motion, to go in have a walk to get the circulation moving, it will begin to bring up your total energy. To take a break once an hour and to walk for 5 minutes. To, in that break, to get your mind off what you've been doing, get the circulation moving, and the energy, you will feel it coming in and will be able to then see what is bringing it in and to increase the energy, to eat high-energy food, to have a product that you can take that gives you proper B vitamins that will support your energy, proper nutrition in the digestive tract that helps make B vitamins within your system so your system can use this to build energy, to keep your system alkaline so that there are an excess of electrons that your system can use for repair and for energy. Thank you.
I find, you know, depending on what you're created, how are you creative? Of course, I'm a writer, so I have a way of tapping into my creativity as a writer, or more than one way. Sometimes it's like I start assimilating energies, different energies around me, people, and then I write something. And even when I talk, I do the same thing that helps, that I'm trying to resolve all the energies. And it forces me to go into a creative mode to resolve the energies. Okay? But that is...
Hey, what kind of mode?
Creative.
Okay.
You know, so it's like... Find the way that causes you to expand and use your creativity to help resolve the problems, okay? Or you didn't talk about the specific kinds of creativity, because it's probably different ways of stimulating them. But let's go to the next question really quickly. And this is a question from Terry from Roselle, New Jersey, okay? And she's wondering how the wellness wand works. Is there any negative karma when it is used to help heal, or any other negative impact on the person who uses it? Is there a prayer that should be said with its use? Now, Terry, I'll just tell you, when we very first considered these products, I asked a lot of questions about them. Some of the ones like you're asking now. I know technically, when I've asked questions to the people that manufacture it, and they, you know, it was hard to get English out of them, but when I asked questions, they said, they put it in a chamber, and the chamber has frequencies that go into the pendant. So the molecules of the pendant are vibrating at frequencies that match the frequencies of the body. So it kind of stimulates the field of the body by when it's near it. It has comparable frequencies. And then it has minerals which do what they do, and it has, one of them has magnets and creates a different fluctuation in the energy. And that was as far as I got. And then we started experiencing it, and people started experiencing it, and it was always just amazing how that translated into people feeling better, people feeling more energy, feeling their heart being a little more open, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, do our sources remember the question? You want me to repeat it?
Yes, no, we remember the question.
Okay.
When the wellness wand is used, one needs to clear one's space so that they are not adding any negative energy of their own to the field of what is being projected. It is good to, as a Reiki practitioner or an energy worker, to be able to clear your own field so that the energy, any energy you add and project through the wellness wand, is pure. There are many instances of healing using the energy from the wellness wand. For instance, one woman burned her foot badly with boiling water, grabbed the wand, and went for over 300 clockwise turns over the foot. But she was also projecting her own pure energy, directing it through the wand, and the burn did not materialize. It cleared up. It did not blister. It did not scar. It is possible to send energy over distances using the wand, as it focalizes energy and can send it and shoot it out the tip, even at long distances. But it is important for the practitioner to clear their space so they do not add any negativity of their own.
Thank you. As with all kinds of healing, oftentimes, or maybe all times, one, when you do healing work, you tend to connect your energy field with the person who is depleted or diseased or ill. And people have said one has to be careful not to pick up the energy of that person. Or if you do pick it up, which you probably do, you can't help but pick it up, to be able to transmute it more quickly through your system. Otherwise, you'll get what they had. So when one is using the wand, does that give an added barrier on this, or does it increase the potential?
It increases the potential for healing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And Terry asked, is there a prayer that should be used? I don't think there's a prayer.
Is there a what?
A prayer. Yeah. It's like any prayer, you know. You can say, go in the light. You can just say, Father, I release any energy into the higher realms. You know, the more expanded you are when you're using the wand, the more power projects through the wand. So when you, if you do a prayer correctly, it should expand you and give more access of energies that's projecting through the wand.
The intention is more important than any words. One does not even need to use words when one is affecting healing.
Thank you. Deb, I'm going to ask your other question next week, okay? Now, let's see here. We have Rich Buckley. Oh, my God. Rich Buckley is going to always ask me a scientific question, okay? Let's see.
Rich, I don't even understand your question, but I'll ask it because they might. What are the possible multitasking functions of dark matter? Would you please discuss what goes on in this unseen dark matter realm in some detail? Is the dark matter realm a single octave of the seven major octaves and highly populated with beings? What dimension is the dark matter realm in?
Dark matter is the anchor point for light. It is the home of the ability, for lack of a better word, of energies to be given patterns and given speeds, true intention, and given spinning patterns that then in the opposing darkness can focalize a light in the beginning of manifestation of spirit.
Next question is from Mary Lou. Hi, Mary Lou, in Maryville, Texas. Mary Lou in Maryville. And Mary Lou, I'm just going to say this is a hard question, okay? Because you know what? We are not allowed to do health advice on the call. And if we do, you need a medical license to do it. But I will recommend someone who has extraordinarily good success rate in healing people, either mostly through alternative things, and he may have something to add. But if it's something too controversial, check with another person, okay? Because you're asking me, am I with the doctors who can help me? So I'll answer that. If I don't, send me another email. Say, who are you thinking about? And I know one thing, as far as I know, one thing, everyone with heart issues should be taking CoQ10. And there's certain supplements that are very, very powerful for different problems. And that one
we may add that CoQ10 alone is not the answer. It is to provide for the heart the total range of nutrients and minerals that the heart needs to operate optimally, that are needed for the artery system to keep clear of plaque, plenty of really good fatty acids are needed, different nutrients are needed, that without it, the heart can go into having missing building blocks. Check out alternative means of what is important for heart nutrition. As a person grows older, they tend to use up certain nutrients that they may not be getting in their diet. And it is important to provide all the nutrients that are needed for the heart, not only the heart, but the nervous system, the arterial arteries, the whole body, the skin, the tissues, to have enough building blocks, the digestive system, so that the body can operate on all cylinders.
Thank you. One more question. I think, Bonnie, I'm going to put your question off because we had too much delay at the beginning. And anyone else that asked a question, it doesn't mean I don't want to ask it. Sometimes I get too many questions and just save it for next week and the week after. Unless I tell you it's inappropriate, keep sending it, okay? And Bob said, Bob Travers lives in Chico, California. And we were all talking with him when he was on the phone and his house burned down during that period. And it was like probably one of the worst things that happened to him in his life. So here's his email. Since my house was torched by an ex-friend on August 6, 2014, 1 year and 2 months later, I was able to tell the police where he was so the sergeant could go arrest him. They had finally issued an arrest warrant this February. Anyway, before I get into a rant, I have had plenty of time to deliberate on the law of forgiveness, and I could not get into using this and mean it. I can forgive his soul, for it is part of the one, the I Am Presence. Call that energy what you will, but we are all a part of it, and having said this, I cannot forgive him for heinous act he performed. You know, Bob, if I was you, I would say, I cannot forgive him at this time, okay? Because when you say, I cannot forgive him, it's like you're locking it in for all eternity. And I don't think that's what you want to do. I cannot forgive him for the heinous act he performed and the total disregard he had for people in adjacent homes. If I had been asleep at 10:45 p.m., four homes and eight other lives would have been consumed. I would dearly like to get the Ra'an or Elohim take on this issue for me. Thank you for sharing with me.
Thank you. When we take a look at all of this whole situation, we see that there are different elements. Forgiveness is not simply letting something go, letting justice go, becoming lax about vigilance. Forgiveness has different parts. Justice is very important to teach a lesson to those who are deserving of having justice applied. Individuals can understand when justice is correctly applied that it is deserved. Forgiveness is not the same as justice. Forgiveness involves letting the effect of the thing on your own self go, not being in a rage any longer, which affects your own body system, your own heart rate, your own blood pressure. But justice held like a torch, like a flame, can take a transfer from all of that rage and can move it into something that is effective to moving in to that person's life that deserves the justice to take effect on them. This is how society can keep running. It means to alleviate the effect on you, transfer it to proper channels that can do justice to the person who is deserving of that justice. It does not mean being lax in your justice system. It does not mean letting ethics go or requiring the society to act in ways that foster good community.
Thank you so much. It's 6:57. We covered a good portion of the questions. Thank you guys for the patience at the beginning. While the electrical system of the West Coast was screwing up. Thank you, Hyde, for greeting everybody. Marilyn Lawrence is doing a meditation group tomorrow, and there was a notice of it in today's email that I sent just before the call. And if you send an email about this roller wand thing, you'll get something back in the next hour, okay, or two, okay.
This is Terry. I may not be that fast. There was a lot of emails.
Okay, well, that's good. It means there's a lot of business, right? I hope so. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. On that note, let me just unmute everybody. And we made it through on my computer. And hang on a second. Here we go.
All callers are unmuted.
Lynn, hi, Terry. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all. I love you.
You win, and Terry.
Thanks,
Lynn. Thanks, Terry.
Thank you very much.
Love you all.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Nice.
Thank you.